Jimmy Tarbuck, on the other hand, has met the Queen many times. He's coming to Suffolk on June the 11th, and he's talked to Rachel Banham about old friends and his meetings with the Queen. Here is Tony Stimpson to read Rachel Banham's article.
The love of performing has never left Jimmy Tarbuck. He enjoys life on stage as much as he ever did, and his conversation is peppered with fond memories of his many fellow performers who were also his friends. Jimmy will share his memories at the Spa Pavilion Felixstowe on June the 11th. The show will feature footage from throughout his career, from going to school with John Lennon to playing golf with Bing Crosby. The audience, Jimmy hopes, can expect laughter and memories. I'm looking forward to it. I like the theatre very much, he says. As you can imagine, there are several down that coast that I like. Jimmy, who appeared in Summer Season at the Spa Pavilion 39 years ago, will be happy to answer questions from the audience too. He is patron of Galston Pavilion Theatre in Norfolk and has performed at venues across East Anglia many times. It's a gentle place, and I like that, he says. If you're lucky enough to get out on a boat on the Broads, how lucky can you get? It's just a very, very nice place. Great Yarmouth, I did several shows there with Mike and Bernie Winters and Matt Munro. I got the news that my son had been born there, he says. Jimmy was preparing for a show in Yarmouth in August 2017 when he heard that his friend Sir Bruce Forsyth had died. I got told just before I went on, he recalls. I said, "Good evening. Before we start, this is dedicated to one man." And I just said, "Nice to see you." And the whole audience went, "To see you, nice." He had a big spot in my heart, in my career. He introduced me the first time at the Palladium, Sunday night at the London Palladium, in 1963. He was a kind of guy, a lucky guy for me. And Les Dawson was another one. They were good guys to work with, and I always seemed to do well with them. They were happy days. A memory that really stands out for Jimmy is meeting the Queen. She acceded to the throne on February the 6th, 1952, Jimmy's 12th birthday. He recalls the first time he met her at the Royal Variety Performance. It was in 1964, and I shared a dressing room that night at the Palladium, my beautiful Palladium, the most famous theatre in the world, with Eric Morecambe and Tommy Cooper, he says. When it was my turn to go on to do my spot, Eric and Tommy came to the wings to wish me luck, and Eric Morecambe just said to me, "You've got something, son. Don't ask what it is. Just do it and take your time. It's not a rush." And it was great. Another great memory for me. I'm very fortunate like that. I've worked with heroes and I've met heroes from all parts of life, but especially all parts of show business. Jimmy recalls how beautifully dressed and just charming the Queen was. "She's very well informed on things and about life," he says. "She's done a great job for our country. Aren't we lucky to have her and still have her? I've met her in Liverpool on several occasions, Leeds, Manchester, London on many, many occasions, and the thrill that my wife Pauline and I were invited for a meal at Buckingham Palace with her. That was just wonderful, just being sat there, making sure you picked up the right knife and fork." Jimmy was delighted to perform in front of the Queen at the 100th Royal Variety Performance in 2012 at the Royal Albert Hall. "That was the most special one of all. The royal shows become because they just put four of us on together. There was little Ronnie Corbett, the famed Des O'Connor, Bruce Forsyth, and Liverpool's Jimmy Tarbuck," he recalls. "It was the first time we'd all worked together on the same night, and it was coming down to the finale, and the four of us were in the corridor waiting to go on, when you take your bow, and then you meet her. I said to the three of them, 'Let's enjoy this, lads, because it will never, ever happen again.' The four of us walked down together, and the applause was so gratifying, it was wonderful. and we all just looked at each other and went, "This is marvellous. This is what it's all about." It was just such a lovely evening. While they were waiting to meet the Queen, Jimmy shared a joke with the late Ronnie Corbett. He recalls, "We were all in the lineup, and she's shaking hands, and I said, 'Little man,' and he said, 'Yes, Jim.' I said, 'Don't bow too low, she won't see you.' Well, he told me to go away in no uncertain terms, and we all laughed about it. Jimmy says he's had a very happy career, and he is amazed that it's taken him all over the world to appreciative audiences. I'm enjoying it more than ever, and as long as I'm granted good health, I'll do it," he says. "It's a nice relief to get up there on the stage and have them laughing with us, and dear Lord, they've been doing it for 60 years with me. I appreciate it immensely." Jimmy Tarbuck, A Life in Show Business, is at the Spa Pavilion Felixstowe on June the 11th. To book, call 01394 284 962.
Thank you, Tony.